making the transition from a public figure on the field to the private person off the field. You seem to have a good balance. Tell me what you've learned.
Well, I think it's, you know, I've said it many times before, I think it's just understanding and knowing who you are from the beginning. And knowing that whatever sport it is you play, whatever athletic endeavor it is that you're in, that is not what defines you as a person. And I think some guys, what the problem is, you know, they become popular because of a sport. They get attention because of a sport. They become monetarily successful because of a sport. So everything that they do is identified within that sport. So then their identity becomes that sport. Well, what happens when you can no longer play that sport anymore? Now, what is your identity? You know, so I think you have to know who you are way before you, you know, undertake whatever athletic endeavor professionally it is that you do, and always be grounded in that way and understand, you know, what type of business, you know, it really is. As far as having yes people around you and whatnot, you know, I just have this thing with people that I'm friends with. You know, if I can't be frank and upfront and honest with you at all times, you know, then you're probably not a good fit for a friend of mine. Because if you step out of line and you do something, then you know what, I'm going to call you on it, no matter who you are. And that, you know, Charles Barkley's a friend of mine, Michael Jordan's a friend of mine, Tiger Woods is a friend of mine. If you step out of line and you do something that's wrong, then I'm just going to call you on it, you know. And if you got an issue with it, then you have an issue with it. But and at the same token, I expect for, if I step out of line and say or do something that's wrong, I expect for you to step up and do the same thing. To me, that's a friend, and those are the type of people that I want to be around.